Welcome to the Motivation and Mindset Podcast. Listen, it's been the Hooper's Edge Podcast for a long time, but if you've caught a theme here, it's so much about the mentality that we have as an athlete, as a person. There's so many things that we touch on in these quick episodes that I think can benefit us, not just in basketball, but in life. And so we're going all in with that. All right. So yes, we're still talking about basketball, but if you really want to deep dive into basketball, listen to the Coach's Edge Podcast. We do a ton of skill development in there. We do a lot from a coaching. It's pretty much all from a coaching perspective, but that can benefit you from a player development standpoint, from an IQ standpoint, when you hear about talking different offenses and defenses. So if you really want to deep dive into our basketball stuff, specifically, it's Coach's Edge Podcast. If you're interested in some basketball, but more overall mindset, mentality, what makes successful people successful, right? What are some of the differences between average and good and great? We're really going to throw ourselves into that topic moving forward with the Motivation and Mindset Podcast. And so you see, we've changed the graphics. It's really more so about discipline, which gets into the mindset piece, but mindset talks about, sounds better than discipline, right? So when it comes to motivation, mindset, here's what I want you to think about today. Does getting upset make you better? When something doesn't go right, does getting upset make you better? Is it serving you? Majority of the time, you're probably going to say, no, it doesn't serve me. Now, I'm not talking about, you know, some players might play a little bit better if they're a little angry or something like that. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about when things aren't going your way. Maybe you're worried. Maybe you're concerned. Maybe you're hurt, right? Some things were said to you, right? Gotten your feelings a little bit, right? You're upset about it. Is getting upset providing you with more options? Is it helping you in any way? Is it benefiting you to get upset? Probably not. Now, I'm not saying you shouldn't get upset. That's not it. In fact, I think anytime that we have feelings, it's important to recognize those feelings. You know, pretend like they're not there and they don't exist, because they do. So when something goes wrong, something goes bad, you get upset, I think it's very important for us to internalize a little bit, think about it, reflect on it, use it as a learning experience, and also it can put it in its own place. Because a lot of times when something doesn't go our way, when we get upset and we can think about it for what it is, we realize it's usually not that big a deal and we're making too big of a deal out of it. When we take the power away from that feeling, we give it back to ourselves, and now we can start to get things done, right? And so that's the main point of this episode is getting upset helping you in any way? And if the answer is no, okay, cool. You've gone through that process mentally on your own. Now it's time to get back to work, right? We're not going to freak out about something that didn't go our way. We're going to recognize it for what it is. Probably not that big of a deal. We're going to say, is there anything from this experience that I can take away and learn from? And I'll just get to work better than we were before. Okay. Now, I'm not going to get too detailed, but let's say, let's think of a little example right here. Okay. Let's say you're in business and you said, you know what, I'm going to make $1,000 investment of some way, shape, or form. Investment goes bad, you lose your $1,000. Okay. Now, if you can afford to invest $1,000, you go in knowing that if you were to lose it, you'd still be all right. But you lost that money and you're mad, right? Because it could be $1,000 in your pocket. In fact, you were hoping that $1,000 was going to grow. Instead, it's gone. Is that a part of the learning experience with a business? Yeah. It kind of is. It really is. Is it a terrible, catastrophic, we can't come back from this loss? No, it's not. Now I'm giving myself the power back, right? Because I've established this loss. I was just really mad because, okay, I took this imaginary $1,000 investment, lost it all. But now I can say, okay, what did I learn from it so that I can make a smarter decision the next time? I can realize how much value that I'm putting on it at this moment in time isn't accurate, because this is not a catastrophic loss. This isn't going to destroy my business, right? In fact, I can think of all the other times where I've dealt with a worse situation than the one I'm currently in. The fact that I had $1,000 to lose, I'm still okay. That's a good thing, right? So look at the things that are not going right. Establish them for what they actually are. This is going to allow them to be easier to deal with. And now we can stop living on our emotions by asking ourselves some of these very simple questions, answering with these very simple statements, so that we can keep it moving and be better because of it. You always talk about controlling the controllables. That's an example of this. Because oftentimes we can take a small thing, and we build it up, we build it up, we build it up for something that's bigger than it actually is. And then it can start to snowball into something that is way out of proportion, and it's a way bigger deal than it should be. So this could be, listen, you're frustrated. You had a long road trip. You came back late that night before. You didn't have enough time to study for your exam. Exam was at 8 a.m. the next day. You barely slept. You're dehydrated. Didn't feel like you played that well. Then you go into the exam. Don't do well on the exam, right? You come back to practice later that day. Your coach is mad because you lost that night before. And they're running you through a really tough practice. And you're like, in the moment, you're like, man, this really sucks. Okay, well, let's take a step back. Let's take a deep breath and let's look at it. Is it unfortunate that some of these things are going on? Yeah. But if you really take a step back and look at it, did you ever think you're going to have a long road trip and you might lose a game? Yeah, probably. You ever think you're going to have an early morning exam on minimal sleep or study time? Yeah, you probably expected that too. You ever think you're going to go to a practice and your coach isn't going to be in that good of a mood? Yeah, you probably expected some of that to happen too, right? That allows us to be able to take things in stride, right? So if we can get a little less wrapped up in some of these situations, if we can get a little less wrapped up in other people and how they're projecting their feelings, their lack of control with their emotions onto us, and let's be honest, let's say this for what it is. If we can care a little bit less about what other people think of us and a little bit more about what we think of ourselves, we're probably going to be in a really good shape. We'll probably be in a really good position. Now, I'm not saying that this is a black and white thing. This is like a scale. I'm 1 to 100. How little do you care about what other people think about you? I'm not talking about family and your loved ones. Obviously, we want, you know, our friends. We want them to care about us. Listen, nobody's perfect either. On a scale of 1 to 100, how much do you care about their thoughts and feelings towards you? On a scale of 1 to 100, how much do you care about how you feel about yourself? How you feel about yourself needs to dramatically exceed how you're feeling someone else is putting what they're internalizing and they're pushing it back to you. They're giving you their own thoughts and emotions about you through their own brain of what they think life should be like, what they think you should be doing. That's not as important, okay? Now, it's not to say that we're not supposed to listen to our mentors, our parents, those that have been through difficult situations, 100%. But realistically, the times that those people give us really good advice, it's not from an emotional standpoint. is from a love and experience standpoint. It's from simply asking questions a lot of times from those mentors. When they ask you a good question, then you're able to internalize it. And honestly, probably give yourself a better answer than they could tell you in the first place. So this conversation is more so to get the wheels turning for you. Ask yourself, when things go wrong, are you letting that control you? Or are you seeing it for what it is? Chances are it's a bigger deal in your mind than it is in actual reality, right? We can kind of put it in its own place, learn from it so that we can be better. Let's get back to work and let's keep moving. You know, I've had some coaches that were pretty tough on me. And I think for the most part, that was a real benefit for me. Okay. Now, the difference for me was, I think compared to most people, I care less about what other people think about me. Excuse me. I care less about what other people think about me than the average person does. Now, I still have feelings. I can still be hurt, right? Don't get me wrong. I'm just saying, compared to the average person, they care more about what other people think about them than what I do. That's probably why I played D3 basketball instead of D1 basketball, because I wanted to do that, right? That's probably why I took a chance to play overseas, even though one team wanted me. When people are like, dude, what are you doing? No team picked you up yet? No, no team picked me up yet. But what if they don't pick you up? It's like, I'm going to keep playing on somebody picking me up. I'm going to keep training like a pro. Somebody's going to pick me up. It's going to pay off. If I was more concerned about what other people think, I wouldn't have taken that chance. I wouldn't have started my own business. Taking the safe route. Nothing wrong with that. In fact, that's many people's calling is a little more guaranteed. The path for me was a little less guaranteed, and it required thinking a little bit less about what other people thought, a little bit more about what I thought of myself and how I believed in myself. This can apply to you as an athlete. You're struggling from the floor. Coach is getting on you. You feel like it's a little unfair. You got to take a step back, realize you probably expected some of this to happen. Let your work give you confidence and realize that a lot of these things are just little things. I'll finish with this. Most things that seem like a big deal are not.